Let's continue what we were up to in the Chavis Alvavis. So in Chavis Alvavis, Shar Yichud HaMaisa, Perek Hey. Chavis Alvavis, after discussing a lot of the Yetzer Hara's assaults on our convictions and our basic aspects of our emunah, he's now moving on to a whole different assault. And this is more where the Yetzer Hara will go when it comes to from people who he's not going to shake their emunah. So what? Gets them involved in the whole Gashmius marathon. You have to be keeping up. There's always more things to be had out there. You don't want to be missing out. If there's some, I remember how back when I was in Mir, when the first eateries started opening up in the area, how upset they said Reb Nosson Tzvi was. And it might kind of sound like just like, why, what's the big deal? But another thing that I remember is that there was a apparently a kosher Kentucky Fried Chicken opened up in Rishon or Mevatzeret or something like that. And a bunch of guys got together and had a van. They got together a van to go out there. So again, it was kosher. But you already understand that if you need to arrange a van whenever there's a new restaurant in the area, it's not going to leave much time for learning. Now, of course, I'm putting it into very stark terms. But what's the idea of what the Chavis Halevavos is telling us here? He's telling us that you have to understand, you can live a life of, well, theoretically, you can live a life of being a frum Jew and living completely in the material world. Living completely in the material world, wanting to have all the good times that are available, and basically you don't have to compromise anything because of being from. Everything is available. Not everything, but there's plenty of the tanug elam hazeh that you can be busy pursuing. But what's the problem? The problem, it's not, let's stress this, and we stress this so many times. It's not that enjoying something is not from. Enjoying something goes against Torah ideals. I think that anybody who's listening to us and has been listening to us long enough knows that that is not the point. The point is that Avodas Hashem is more than keeping your nose clean. It's more than making sure that you're keeping halacha. It's about growth. It requires focus. It requires a lot of mind space. And therefore, once you get caught up in that whole pursuit that demands a lot of attention, a lot of effort, a lot of keeping up, social pressures are a great distraction. This business, like we said the other day, the frum loisasur achrei nechem, is the constantly improving, upgrading advertisements in the frum media, in the frum publications, of all the, from food to interior design to vacations, etc. This is all, it isn't not kosher in the simple sense, but it is, the Yetzer Hara will also fight for mind space. And that's the idea. Real dedication to Avodas Hashem requires a lot of mind space. Again, if we're not talking about a life of keeping yourself clean, if we're talking about a life of progress, of growth, of moving ahead, requires a lot of mind space. And therefore, the Yetzer Hara sees it as a very worthwhile effort. I'm not going to knock you off the derech. I might not even get you to be nichshal and serious averis, but you know what, yes, I'm going to steal a lot of your mind space. If he can compete for your mind space, then he knows that he is stripping a lot of your growth of its intensity, of its quality. He's slowing you down, he's shallowing you, and that's a success as far as he's concerned. Don't get too far. Even if I can't really mess you up, if I can keep you from getting too far by getting you all busy with all this, That's worth his efforts too. He doesn't consider that a failure. He has different departments. He has the not from department. He has a department of moving the other direction of Kiruv, right? Richuk has the department of getting people off the derech, and then he has the from department. Not trying to make anybody not from, but there's an awful lot of activity going on in the from department, and this is one of the big ones: the distraction aspect.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, it's true. There could be dangers in going in the other direction also, but that's not our subject now. Meaning, right now we're stressing, and that's why it's for that reason that whenever these things come up, I do stress that we're not talking about living a life of deprivation. We stress time and time again that living a comfortable material life is in line with the ideal. It's in line with the ideal. There may be madrigas, but this is already something that has to be understood. Also, give precious is a complex, very multifaceted sugya, which we're not going to get into now. And in general way, we'll say that when we do hear stories about tzaddikim, who fasted, who this, who that, you have to remember what the Kuzari says. The Kuzari says that depriving yourself of basic needs leads a person to be distressed, to be depressed. It leads a person, since a major part of Yiddishkeit is a clear mind, focus, etc. Kuzari makes this point. He says, when you look at the ascetics, is that what they're called? The prushim of other religions. He says, so often these people are nervous wrecks. They are uptight. They're not people who can really, just sit biyushav adas and focus. Their focus is very disturbed because they're uptight, because their bodies have been deprived, because they're so. So we're not talking about depriving. There are levels where a person wants to move things out of the way because he feels that they're keeping him from getting ahead. And on the contrary, for him, let's say he moves another piece of Gashmi's out of the way, he's so in love with his ruchniyistika pursuits that the fact that that enables him to go further, so he's trading one hanah in for the other. We have to understand that. That's a very, very important insight. In understanding the concept of precious, I'm trying to approach it. Precious means trading one hanah. I shouldn't say means. It's trading one hanah in for another one. You've refined your hanahs to an extent that I'm ready to move something that up till now has been a staple in my life. I'm ready to move it out of the way because I've already learned to taste more refined hanahs. And at this point, this piece of gashmius is getting in my way. But it's not about... None of our great people lived a life of sadness. They enjoyed their ruchnis. And precious was very often about moving things out of the way in order to be able to get more of what they really wanted. I'll give I have a relative who learned by, I don't know if I should say any names here, no reason not to, but I'll do it anyways without. But he learned by one of the Gedolei Rosh HaYeshivas, and he was smoking, and this Rosh HaYeshiva came over to him and he said, you should not live life just controlled by your taivas. So this relative of mine was a wise guy. He had a good close relationship with him. He said, Rosh HaYeshiva isn't one to talk. He said, because Rosh HaYeshiva is in love with Torah, and that's Rosh HaYeshiva is completely subject to that, right? All day, all night, just busy with what he loves doing. So the Rosh Hashiva is living a life of taivas. So I live a life of my taivas. But that's the idea. That's actually the idea. But we're coming back to this, to appreciate that yes, not Gashmias, but pursuit of Gashmias, making Gashmias, upgraded Gashmias an agenda in life is a conflict with focus on growth, with really getting ahead. Okay, that, and also part and parcel with this, with the Chavis HaLavos is putting it all together, is social pressures, feeling the need to be in a good place socially is also a major distraction that will compete with the person's spiritual pursuits. So now, I have to add to this that the Mesilas Yesharim makes a big deal about this, about how he says, how the Yetzer Hara, this is a little bit of another facet of the same discussion. The complexity of life is so relevant to us in our times. The complexity of life is astounding. In earlier times, it seems, in a very broad way, life may have been more difficult, but it was simpler. It was more hardship. You wanted to take a bath, it was a big project. Laundry was a big project. Getting through the day-to-day was harder. But life was simpler. It wasn't as complicated. You weren't in as so many places, right? The unnatural reality of us being in touch with, you know, the people who, the phone is already taking it to a new level. But the fact that you could only talk to people who live in town kept life at a certain handleable pace, right? And if you had to be in touch with someone away from the city, so it took the few days that it took for the message to get there, right? The complexity of life nowadays is a killer. It's a killer because it we have to realize this. We're not going to change our reality, but realize that this is something that we're contending with in our ruchnis. Now, ruchnis, the complexity is itself an eitz of the eitz hara. And Ramchal talks about this. No, he doesn't talk about being in touch with the whole world through the computer, but he talks about that this was the Eitzah of Paroi HaRasha, who just wanted to make life a never-ending race, so you don't have time to breathe, you don't have time to step back. And that is one of the major tactics of the Eitzah Ara. So that's, Rav Gamliel stressed that. He was also, before it got quite as complex as it is now, I said the complexity of life is, that's the understanding of it. It's one of the major Melchemes HaYetzahs of our times. What's that? Oh, Golem Kavis Halvavis instead. But yeah. Okay. Okay. So, V'zeh Adivyon B'chelek HaRishon. This is all the first part of Asher Yisapik B'Yetzer HaSadam, that the Yetzer HaRa will assault the person, K'sheyecholosh B'Chochma U'B'Da'as HaElokim Et HaRoso. If his understanding, and if his understanding of Hashem, his connection with Hashem, his connection with Torah is not strong enough. Aval Im Yeh Adam Chocham B'Da'as HaElokim Et HaRoso. But if a person makes sure to have a deep understanding and connection with Hashem and his Torah, then so he might not be able to hit him with these things, but he says he will always find ways of getting arrows in different from different angles. We'll find all kinds of interesting ways. Bring you riots. The Yetzer HaRa will use Gemaras, he'll use Rambams, he'll use Psukim, and he'll use very good Svaras in order to, but they don't withstand the assault of true analysis. Okay, that also deserves elaboration, but we also have to daven Meir. Call to Rabboisai. What's that?